Kim McNett has already hiked the Calvin and Coyle Nature Trail in Homer a handful of times this season. Still, she finds something new today, a red squirrel chewing a spruce cone.
Oh, that's a territorial call, so we've alerted its attention now.
She stands below the squirrel and starts rifling through bits of spruce cones chewed up by red squirrels like this one. She says this is a perfect scene to explore in her nature journal, which holds her detailed observations and scale drawings. Her entries are inspired by questions.
So one thing I could do is I could look at this and I might question, does this bract have to be a certain size in order for it to have a big enough seed for the squirrel to care about? Is it worth eating?
If you act like an expert, McNett says you lose out.
If we walk down the trail, and I could walk down, like, oh, that's a nettle, that's pushky, that's horsetail. I know all this stuff, right? And if I walk down the path and I just am justifying to myself the information that I've already learned or know, I'm not open to now learning something new or discovering something new.
McNett learned how to do nature journaling through a course in college and says it changes the way she looks at nature.
After I finish making a drawing of something, I've noticed something about it that I didn't notice before.
McNett has a formal background in science, but when it comes to art, she's self-taught. She says she wants to carve out time to learn more about artistic techniques, and that means using color. As part of a Rasmussen grant, she's been experimenting with different forms of color and brush markers. McNett colored her journals occasionally before, but not often. Now she is trying to learn everything she can about the subject.
I kind of realized that color is this important element to what we see and how we identify a lot of species. And so on that very simple sense, if my drawings were colored, they'd be more representative of the real thing, right? And that's kind of always been an underlying goal.
She wants her art to spike other people's curiosity about nature.
I believe that if we knew more about and had a more personal connection to our wild places and our intact habitats, we'd have more motivation and incentive to preserve them and to ensure that they remain on this planet indefinitely into the future.
She hopes some of her final pieces may end up at Two Sisters Bakery, which already showcases some of her art. But she's not sure yet about a gallery opening. Just like in science, she says the biggest value in art isn't the product, but the exploration. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.